previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Joel Corry, Ray and David Guetta. It's called Bed on Algoa FM, and that's what you'll be lying on when you do this.
Like you mentioned earlier, Wayne, it is the 24th annual Algoa FM Bloodline Week. Would you believe it? 24 years already. And on the line, we have Donor Relations Practitioner of SNBS Port Elizabeth, Marika Harris. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Wayne. I'm good.
Hey. Oh, no, you sound like you're very excited about this week.
Yeah, very excited. I mean, I was driving to work this morning and it sort of felt like deja vu. It was just last year that we did this, also under severe restricted levels of lockdown and COVID. And a year later, and we sort of stuck in the same space, it feels.
Marika, very important week this week. Obviously, folk who donate blood. What is the target of units for this week?
Okay, so the target this week is 1,500 units of blood. We decided to be brave this year. Last year, with all the uncertainty, the target was 1,000. We managed to achieve it, if maybe you couldn't remember. We achieved it with 52 units extra. But this year, we decided to push things a little bit to 1,500. So that is a target of 300 units of blood needed every single day in Algoa country.
All right, so we're aiming for 1,500 units of blood. This is an incredible figure, and I know we're going to get there. We're going to get there because we're going to work together on making sure that this happens. You've obviously been under tremendous pressure over the last year and a half to get people to donate blood. Obviously, people are fearful of walking into establishments and giving blood. Have you seen a massive drop in donations since the start of COVID?
Yes, the interesting part is initially we were all sort of stressed out and I suppose we were all in survival mode. Mm. And the most amazing things happened in the last year or so. We did battle, most definitely. We were not able to visit most of our schools, varsities, a lot of the work sites with people working from home. But the most interesting thing that we saw was that a lot of our community type blood drives, we usually have it at church halls or venues throughout the Eastern Cape, we've actually seen, specifically Makanda Grahamstown, we actually managed to collect more units overall during the COVID year compared to the previous year. We were actually able to visit multiple schools. So I think there was definitely a movement and a push towards saving lives, people feeling, I suppose, a bit helpless during COVID, during this pandemic, and giving blood was almost something tangible and physical that they could participate in, something they could do to really still make a difference. So, yeah, mixed things were happening, but overall, we were definitely on the back foot throughout the year. The moment when elective surgeries were sort of postponed or put on hold, the usage for blood did go down, which was actually a saving grace for us. But then it started picking up again. So still a year and a few months into this pandemic and things are still, it's just a challenge every day. You don't know what's going to happen. So still in survival mode. And I'm hoping we're getting better at it. But yes, we've got strict COVID protocols in place. A lot of our donors were not able to donate when they tested positive. The good news is they were able to return 28 days after they were sick. Another good thing is even people getting the vaccine, most of our employees, we all got the vaccine. You can donate blood almost immediately after, so that is the good news. But yes, the need for blood is there. We've been recognized as an essential service. So donating blood is also seen in that light. So no one will get into trouble for donating blood during this time. So we hope to see many, many people. We do ask everybody to wear their masks, social distancing, and then, of course, to take the biscuits and the juice rather as a takeaway instead of consuming it, because you have to take your mask.
Mask, yeah.
So, Marika, sorry, someone that's new to this, who can donate blood?
Okay, so the very base criteria is that you must be older than 16 And you can be as old as 75, actually, to donate for the first time. It used to be 65. It was pushed up to 75 about a year or so ago. You must weigh more than 50 kilograms. And you must generally just feel well and in good health on the day. The rest, leave that up to us. If you drink any medication, just take note of the name. We will check blood pressure. We will check your iron levels. We've even introduced ferritin testing in May this year, where we actually test the iron stores rather than just the iron already in circulation. So we've got state-of-the-art testing. We've got really good, competent, qualified staff members who will assist you. I always tell people, if unsure, please just pop in. At the very least, come grab some nice coffee. You know, with all the isolation and social distancing, we do sense that people need that interaction. So just come and say hi, show your support. And if you have any questions, let's sort it out face-to-face. But please, we need your support.
Absolutely. And I also see a note's been made here of making an appointment to donate. Is that encouraged?
You know, Wayne, the funny thing is, yes, we definitely, that was our plan since last year. However, we South African, we were just talking about staying in bed when you played the previous song.
Yeah.
And, you know, we South Africans, if the weather's cold, we don't want to commit to a specific appointment. We feel like dropping in whenever it's convenient. So to be honest, we do offer appointments. But like 90% of people prefer just falling in whenever. So it's really not necessary. But if you do want to make an appointment, obviously we will give you preference. So it's really up to the individual. And maybe just to mention something very special to mention, and I'm sure the listeners will appreciate this. It's cold. It's very, very cold. So however, if you are brave enough to stick your head out in the colder weather to come to a donor center, you will not walk away empty-handed. We will warm you up because at the moment, there is a Sandus-branded fleecy blanket up for grabs to every person who donates blood. So all we're asking is, you know, donate blood, cover the world with love and kindness and hope by donating a unit, and in return, we will give you this wonderful fleecy blanket to commemorate this week as well.
Wow, that's so cool. Nice. All right, I see it's not just in Kabega, Port Elizabeth. It's not just in East London. There is a whole lot of places around Algoa country, including the Garden Route, that you can donate blood starting from today. And that full list, you'll find it on algoafm.co.za. Then just click to features. And it's all there. There's a whole long list of places that you can donate blood starting today. And you can also contact the SANBS on 041-391-8200. Marijke, thank you so much for joining us. And good luck starting today. We're going to make that target. On Friday, it will be 1,700, is what I say.
With regular updates.
All right, Marijke. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck.
Yes, bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.